Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Ayin Vav. The last daf in Masech is Baba Basra. God willing, today we will finish the Masechta after what feels like more than a half year learning it. It's because we have been learning it for more than a half year. Tomorrow, God willing, we will start Masech Sanhedrin. So again, this is Elisha Graf posting on YU Torah. The rabbi was back this past weekend. But he's back up in camp, so this is the home stretch. I'm going to be saying shiur from today through next Sunday. The rabbi is back next Monday, God willing, and we'll continue giving shiur next Monday. But he left off yesterday with the Mishnah. He learned the Mishnah on Kufayin Hay, an Aleph over to Kufayin Hay, Amud Beis, where we saw where we were introduced to the concept of the distinction between a milvah b'shtar and a milvah al peh, that the different types of nechassim that one is able to collect from, depending on whether the milvah was a loan that was memorialized in a shtar, or whether the loan was a loan that was a milvah al peh that was never memorialized in a shtar. We then discussed in the Mishnah in Arev, who signs on the shtar after the Edim's signature, and whether that type of Arev is actually on the hook at all, or whether that type of Arev is not on the hook at all. And then the Mishnah concluded with a story about, okay, well, what happens if somebody is choking somebody else in the shuk, and you go over and say, let the guy go, and I'll guarantee the loan that you're trying to collect from the guy, whether that's a real type of Gemiras Das to be an Arev or not. And then the Mishnah concluded with a statement of Rabbi Yishmael that if anybody wants to become smart, if anybody wants to develop wisdom, he should engage in the study of Dinei Mamonos, because there's no branch of the Torah that is more profound and more detailed than Dinei Mamonos. It's like a wellspring that never ceases to flow, and anybody who wants to be Osek in Dinei Mamonos should listen to Shimon ben Nanas, whose name was mentioned in this in the Mishnah. So we'll see today whether we actually wind up paskening like Shimon ben Nanas. Turns out we don't, and Rabbi Shmuel was simply praising him. But okay, so today's sukkah is going to discuss, again, the concept of the distinction between a milvah b'shtar and a milvah peh, is going to discuss the concept of shibuda d'oraisa, or shibuda lav d'oraisa, whether if a person takes a loan, the shibud that the loan creates on him and on his nechassim, whether that's d'oraisa or not. We're then going to talk a little bit about the concept of arev la'achar chisum shtaros, and then we're going to finish up with a discussion of whether the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel or Ben Nanas, despite the praise that Rabbi Shmuel heaps on Ben Nanas at the end of the Mishnah. So the rabbi left off yesterday at the beginning of the Gemara on Kufayin Hay Mabei. So Amar Ula, Dvar Torah, Echad Milveh Beshtar V'Echad Milveh Al Peh. Sorry, we're back on Kufayin Hay Mabei, about a third of the way down, a little bit more than a third of the way down. So Amar Ula, Dvar Torah, Echad Milveh Beshtar V'Echad Milveh Al Peh. Both a Milveh Beshtar and a Milveh Al Peh. Goveh Menachasim Mishubadim. You are Goveh from Menachasim Mishubadim. So my taima. So what's the reason for that? So says the Gemara, Shiyabuda D'oraisa, because Shibud is D'oraisa. So what's the concept of Shibud D'oraisa about? So the Mefarshim explain that what did we see the other day? We saw on Shabbos that Nichsei Debar Inish Einan on Raven Bay, that the Nechasim of a person function as an Arev, function as a guarantor on any obligation, on any loan that the person takes out. So if the Nechasim of a person are like an Arev, then because of that, the shibud is shayich. The shibud of the nechassim is shayich, whether the person takes out a milveh b'shtar or whether the person takes out a milveh al peh. Because no matter how much kol the halva has, it's a concept of a guarantee. And a person's property will always guarantee his loans, whether or not it's a milveh b'shtar. And just like, it should be noted that just like by a regular arev, you cannot be gova from karka that was already sold to lekuchos, unless the love doesn't have any other karka or mo'os that are unencumbered. There's a machlokas rishonim whether this, when we say shibud daraisa, when we say that this shibud, this shibud is midaraisa, whether this shibud is shayich only by karka, because the malve is somech on the karka that the love has, because he sees the karka and he knows that the karka cannot be concealed, or if the shibud is shayich even on other nechasim in addition to karka that you cannot see. So there's a machlokas whether this shibud relates only to karka or not, but the shita of ula is that whether a person's milva b'shtar or whether there's a milva peh, you could be gova from nechasim b'shabadim because shibud is daraisa. But says the Gemara, you just taught me a Mishnah on Kuf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph that said that there's a distinction between a milva b'shtar and a milva al peh, whether I can be gover from nechasim mishubadim or not. So how can you tell me that milva b'shtar, milva al peh, both of them can be gover from nechasim mishubadim? That's not the din that's brought down in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, v'elamatam amru milva al peh eina gova elamin nechasim m'nechorin. So what's the reason that we said that by milva al peh you can only be gova from nechasim m'nechorin? Says the Gemara, mishum pseida de lekuchos, because of pseida hefsid lekuchos, because again, if it's a milva al peh, then there's not going to be kol that the milva actually happens. If there's no kol that the milva happened, and a person buys from the love, and then you're going to permit the malva to come and collect from that buyer, it's not fair to the buyer, because how's the buyer to have known that this property was actually encumbered? There was no way to know. And that's why, because of Hefzel Lekuchos, they said that by a milva al peh, you are only gova from nechasim b'nei choren, you are not gova from nechasim mishabadim. Says the Gemara, iachi milva b'shtar nami, but by a milva b'shtar also you should not be able to be gova from nechasim mishabadim, because there is also a Hefzel Lekuchos if there was a milva b'shtar and you permit the malva to collect from the lekuchos. So says the Gemara, hasam inu ninu dafsidu anafshayu. Well, over there, it's really the lekuchos' fault, because if there's a loan and the loan was the type that has a kol, and nevertheless the lekuchos bought from the lova, then the lekuchos bought from the lova with full knowledge of the loan. And if they put themselves in a position where they were susceptible to having the judgment collected from them, that's their fault, that's not our fault. So that's the shita of Ula. Rabba says the opposite. Rabba Omar Dvar Torah, Echad Milva Bishar Vechad Milva Alpeh, Eina Gova Ela Nechasim B'nei Chorin. You can only collect from Nechasim B'nei Chorin, not from Nechasim Mishubadim. My Taima, what's the reason for this? Because Shiyabude Lav Doraisa, because Shibude is Lav Doraisa. So just on this point, there's a machlokas rishonim whether the din of Shibude Lav Doraisa shayach only to Nechasim and Karka that he already sold to others, or if it applies even to Nechasim that the Lova still has in his Rishus. And there are those who hold that the chiyuv to pay back the chov resides with the person and doesn't attach to his nechasim. There are others who hold that priyas bal chov is a mitzvah, and therefore you could collect even from a person's karka. But Rabba Shita is that shibud is lav d'oraisa. So really, nobody should be able to collect from nechasim mishubadim. So says the Gemara, umatam amru milva b'shtar gova min nechasim mishubadim. See, if shibud lav d'oraisa, why by milva b'shtar did you tell me in the Mishnah that you are able to collect from nechasim mishubadim? Says the Gemara, kedei shelo tilnal delas b'fnei lavin. Because if you don't permit the malva to collect from nechasim mishubadim, then nobody's going to want to extend the loan, because everybody's afraid that you're going to lend money to a lova. The lova is not going to have any liquidity, and then the lova is going to claim that he doesn't have money to pay back. If you can't go after the lova's lekuchos, nobody's going to loan money to a lova. Says the Gemara, iachi milva al peh nami, but by milva al peh as well, then you should also be able to collect from nechasim mishubadim, because if you are not able to collect from the lekuchos, then nobody is going to loan money. Says the Gemara, Hasam les leikala. Well, I mean, you have to be fair to the Lekuchos, right? Because the Lekuchos are now being put in a position where the Malve is able to collect the loan from the Lekuchos, and if there was no kol to the loan whatsoever, then it's a little bit unfair to them that you're going to render their property now susceptible to collection. So we try to split the difference. So it turns out that both according to Rabbah and according to Ula, we get to the same place. Whether you start off from Shibude Daraisa or Shibude Lav Daraisa, they both hold from what it says in the Mishnah that we make a distinction between a Milva Bishtar and a Milva Alpeh, that by Milva Bishtar we are Gova Menachasim Mishabadim, by a Milva Alpeh we are not Gova Menachasim Mishabadim. So Miyama Rabbah Hachi, but before we get to explaining what the practical difference between Rabbah and Ula are, did Rabbah actually say this? V'amar Rabbah, but I thought Rabbah said that Gavu Karka Yeshlo, that if a person collects karka, then yeshlo. So what does it mean? It means that if a person collects karka in compensation or in repayment for a loan, then let's say a person gives a loan to somebody, and then the person dies. So the yarshim inherit the right to collection. So the question is, does the Bechor take Pishnayim? Also, we've seen in Yesh Nochlin, the halacha is, according to the Dina Yerusha Min HaTorah, that a Bechor is notel Pishnayim. A Bechor takes a double portion of the inheritance. But we know that Ein Bechor notel Beroi Kubamuchzak. The Bechor only takes Pishnayim in what's muchzak in the father's property, not what's coming to the father's property. So let's say the father had this loan outstanding against somebody else. Father dies, then they collect on the loan. So does the Bechor get a Pishnayim of that loan, of the proceeds of the loan that was collected? So says Rabbah, it depends. Vama Rabbah Gavu Karka. If they collect the loan in the form of Karka, then Yeshlo, then the Bechor has Pishnayim. Why? And the Rashbam explains, the command de Meshabit Bechaye Avu and Dami, because that karka was already Meshuba to the father during his lifetime, because there was a Shibud Mido Raisa on account of the loan. The Krina Be Bechola Sher Yimotse Lo Alma Shibud de Raisa. And that's considered, therefore, to be Muchzok as opposed to Roy. So we see, according to Rabbah, if the Bechor is being notel Pishnayim in Karka that's collected in exchange for or in respect of repayment of a loan, that shows us that Shiabuda is Daraisa, according to Rabbah. So how could you tell me that Rabbah holds Shiabuda Lav Daraisa? So it says back in the Gemara, Miyom HaRabbah, Achiva Amar Rabbah, Gavu Karka, Yesh Lo Gavu Mos, Ein Lo, V'chitema Epoch, Darabah, Delulo, Dula, L'Rabbah. And if you want to say, okay, so flip the Shitas of Rabbah Nulo that we had in our Gemara, and let's pretend that Rabbah's the one who said that Shibudei Daraisa, and Ula's the one who said that Shibudei Lav Daraisa. Says the Gemara, we can't do that. V'yamar Ula, Dvar Torah, Balchov, Dina Biziburis, because Ula says that Midaraisa Balchov is Dina Biziburis, which is the most inferior type of property, and Ziburis, the concept of collecting from Ziburis is Shayach only by Karka. And the reason that Ula says that you collect from Ziburis is because we're talking about Karka that you already sold, and from those Karkos that you already sold, you're only allowed to collect from Karka that Ziburis. But if Ula is talking about collecting from Karka that Ziburis, it's obvious that Ula holds Shibude is Doraisa, because if Shibude is Lav Doraisa, you're never in a position where you're collecting from any Karka that Ziburis or Beinonis or anything else. So you can't tell me that I should switch around the Shitas in this Gemara, because we see that Ula holds that Shibude Doraisa. I thought, based on this Gemara, that Rabbah holds Shibudei Lav Daraisa, but we see from the Braisa of Yerusha that Rabbah also holds Shibudei Daraisa. So what are they arguing about? Says the Gemara, Rabbah Taima Debe Marova Kamar Vale Los Virale. No, so Rabbah holds that Shibudei is Lav Daraisa, but he is talking about, But he, in the Braisa of Yerusha, is only talking about what the B'nai Ma'arava would say, or should say, but he doesn't hold like them. As the Rashbam says, V'yamar Hosam, Notol Pishnayim, B'milva B'mbakarkoi, Amri V'lo B'mos, U'miyu L'di Deitzver, L'di B'charina Notol Pishnayim, V'loshna Gavakarka, V'loshna Gavamos, Yishibudei Lav Daraisa. Rava himself holds that the Bechor is not notel Pishnayim of any repayment of a loan, because Shibud is Lav Daraisa. He's just saying, according to the B'nai Ma'arava, what they should hold, but he doesn't hold like them. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Damri Tava. You, Rav and Shmuel, both say Milva Al Peh in a Gova Lomina Yorshim Lomina Lekuchos. By Milva Al Peh, you do not collect the loan either from Yorshim or from Lekuchos. My time of Shibude Lavda Raisa. Why? Because Shibude Lavda Raisa. Rav Yochan and Rav Shimon Lokesh Damri Tava. You Milva Al Peh Gova Mina Yorshim Bein Mina Lekuchos. That Milva Al Peh, you are Gova both from Yorshim and from Lekuchos. My time of Shibude Da Raisa. So we have a Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, and Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish on the other hand, whether Shibuda da Raisa or Shibude lav da Raisa. So says the Gemara, Meisvei, Frag the Gemara Akasha, Chofer bar Bershus Harabim. If a person digs a pit in Rishus HaRabim, V'nafal alav shar v'hargo, and a shar is walking in the Rishus HaRabim, falls on the guy who just dug the pit and kills him, Potter, the shor is going to be potter, explains Rabbeinu Gershom, Bala shor, lefishu atzmo goram lo takola shechafar bershus harabim, because it was his own negligence, it was his own fault that put himself in this very dangerous situation, because he was digging a pit in Rishus HaRabim. So nobody asked him to dig a pit in Rishus HaRabim. After he was digging the pit in Rishus HaRabim, if a shor falls on him, the Baal HaShor is going to be Potter, says the Gemara, last skinny line, V'lo od ela she'im meis HaShor, but if the Shor dies from the impact, after falling on the guy who was digging the pit, Yorshei Baal HaBor, Chayavim L'Shalim Dmei Shor L'Baalav, then the Yorshim of the guy who died while digging the pit have to pay the value of the Shor to the Baal HaShor. So what's the Raya from here? So the Raya from here is, as the Rashbam explains, Alma Milva Alpe Govim and Ayarshim Vekasha L'Rav Shmuel. So what we see over here is that this obligation to pay the Baal HaShor for the damages caused to the Shor is considered, in the Gemara's view, as no different than a Milva Alpe. It's no different than a verbal loan, because there's a Chiyuv to pay. There's no document that underlies the chiyuv to pay. Therefore, the chiyuv to pay, nezikin nezek, is just like a milva alpeh. It's not evidenced by any writing, but it exists. It's a chob that exists, just like a milva alpeh. And what do we say? That the yarshim of the Baal HaBor, the yarshim of the guy who died while digging the pit, have to pay the Baal HaShor. So if the Yorshim have to pay the Baal HaShor, then that shows us that by a Milval Peh, because this obligation to repay is like a Milval Peh, you are a Govim and a Yorshim, and Milval Peh, Govim and a Yorshim, shows us that Shibudei D'Oraisa. So this is a Braisa that's like Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakesh, that's against Rav Shmuel. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Bisha Amad Bedin. Ah, so over here we're talking about a case where there was already a Hamada Bedin. And therefore, the Rashbam explains that Maisa Beistin Kimilva Bishtar Dami. So this kasha was predicated on the assumption that the chiyuv to repay the nezikin was like a milva al peh. But what we're saying now is that the requirement to repay is like a milva bishtar, because it's not stam a chiyuv to pay, it's a chiyuv that's evidenced by a maisa beistin, and a maisa beistin is like a milva bishtar. So there's no rai over here, either for or against Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, and Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish on the other hand. So says the Gemara of Ahargo Katani. How could you have a Maisa Basin? How could you have a Gemar Din and a Hamada Bedin? It says that the Shor fell on the guy in the pit and killed him. So how are you having Hamada Bedin after the guy died? So Maravada Brava Shaso Trefa. It doesn't mean that the guy killed him immediately. It means that the Shor fell on the guy in the pit and made him into a trefa. See, he was destined to die, and in fact, he did die, but it was not immediate. V'amar Rav Nachman, the Tani Tana, mace v'kavru hasam. But it says, but we have an embellishment to the Braisa that says that the shor fell on the guy digging the pit, and the guy died, and they buried him there. So it's obvious that the impact and the death was immediate. So again, how did we have a Hamada Bedin if the guy was dead? So says the Gemara, the Yasvi Dainya Pume Debira V'chaivu. So what they did was, the shor fell on the guy. He didn't die immediately. He did die shortly thereafter, but they hurried up. They convened the basin. The basin stood on the edge of the pit, and they were Mechayiv, and they had a Hamad Abedin right there. And Tosfa says, the chiddush over here is that V'hacha Moel Din Shedonim Sham V'lo Arminan Gavrek Tala Dainay. That we don't say, says Tosfos, that they effectively judged a dead person, that we view this person as being still alive, and therefore the Amad Abedin was valid. But in any event, the answer over here in the Gemara is that this is not Stam, a regular Chiyuv akin to a Milveh Balpeh. This is more akin to, there was Amad Abedin, so this is more akin to a Milveh Bishtar. That explains why the Yorshim are obligated to repay the Chov. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Hilchisa Milveh Alpeh. The halacha is that by a Milveh Alpeh, Govem min HaYorshim, that you do collect from the Yorshim, but Ve'ena Govem min HaLekuchos, but you do collect from the Lekuchos. So this is strange. Until now, we've been saying that, or we've been assuming that Govem min HaYorshim and Govem min HaLekuchos are in the same boat. We have thought that it's the same halacha that drives whether you could be Govem from the Yorshim and from Lekuchos. But why over here do we appear to split the psak, where Rav Papa says that by a Milveh Alpeh, you are Govem in a Yarshim, but you're not Govem in a Lekuchos. So says the Gemara, Govem in a Yarshim, Kedei Shalotilo and Delos Bifnei Lafin. Why? But you have to be able to collect from Yarshim, because if you don't collect from Yarshim, if you're not able to collect from Yarshim, then it's going to be Noel Delos Bifnei Lafin. Nobody is going to want to loan somebody else money, because he's always afraid, what if I loan him money? And then he dies, his estate is going to be judgment-proof. So we need to make sure that his estate is on the hook for the loan, but Ein a govem and a lekuchos, but he doesn't collect from lekuchos. Ein a govem and a lekuchos, the less like kala, because in the end of the day, it's not fair to the lekuchos that the malveh should be able to collect from them and from the property that they bought, because by a milveh alpeh, there is no call, there's no heads up, there's no notice, and therefore there's a lack of due process if we enabled them to collect from the lekuchos. So basically what we see over here is that the halacha is like we said in the Mishnah in terms of govim and achasim mishubadim, the distinction between a milveh bishtar and a milveh alpeh. We've now refined it and said that by a milveh alpeh, even though you can't be govim from lekuchos, you can be govim from yarshim. But the question is, so if the halacha is the same, no matter whether you hold shibud d'oraisa, whether you hold that shibud lav d'oraisa, so what's the nafkamina, in fact, whether you hold shibud d'oraisa or shibud lav d'oraisa? So the nafkamina is, let's say, if you have two alvos that were extended, one after the other. So under American law, for example, if you have two loans that are extended and they're both secured loans, then the loan that comes first in time has priority. So if you file a UCC, a financing statement, and you file a security interest, you perfect against one of the loans first. So you have a perfected security interest and you come before the guy who extends the loan later because you were first in time. Now the question is, what happens if over here you have first a milveh alpeh and then you have a milveh bishtar? And the question is, to which loan is the karka mishubad? So if you want to say shibudei lav d'oraisa, then even though the milveh alpeh came first, the karka is encumbered in favor of the milveh bishtar, because the milveh bishtar is the first halva that actually purports to create a security interest in the karka. However, if you want to say that shibudei is d'oraisa, then forgetting about whether it's a milveh bishtar or a milveh alpeh, every halva be'etzem creates a lien against the property, and therefore, which loan would have priority? It would be the first loan that has priority, even though the first loan was only a milveh alpeh, and the second loan was a milveh bishtar. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Five lines down now, six lines down on Kuf Ayin Vav Amid Aleph. So, Hotzi Alav Ksav Yodosh Shuchayev Lo Govem Menachasam Nechorin. We had been talking about a milveh bishtar and a milveh alpeh. What if there is no formal loan document, but there's only like a written IOU that's presented? So if they bring against him his ksavyad, an IOU, then he collects only from the chasam b'nei chorin. So says the Gemara like this, Boy mine rabba bar nasan me Rav Yochanan, huchsak ksav yado bebeistin mai. So let's say they presented this IOU against him, But Basin, but his Ksavyad was Muchzak and Basin. So Basin then issued a henpik, a certification on the shtar, saying that this is really his Ksavyad. So does that henpik elevate this IOU into the status of a milveh b'shtar or not? So says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Afal Pi Shuchzak Ksavyad b'Basin, even though his Ksavyad was Huchzak and Basin, and Basin wrote a hempik on his Ksavyad, Ein Agove Elam Nechasim Nechorin. You can only collect from Nechasim Nechorin, you cannot collect from Nechasim Mishabodim with this IOU. So Mosav Rami Bar Choma, Shlosha Gittin Psulin, so Rami Bar Choma asks Akasha, there were three Gittin that are Psulin, Vimnisei Savlad Kosher. But if you do get remarried on the basis of this, of these types of Gittin, then the Vlad is going to be kosher, the Vlad is not going to be considered a Mamzer, because it's only lechatchila that these gittin are possible, but b'tiyeved, these gittin work as well. So, what are these types of gittin? Veiluhein, kosa b'ksav yado v'ena lo v'edim. If you write the get in your ksav yad, in your own handwriting, but there are no edim on it, yeshalav edim v'ein bozman. If there are edim who sign on the get, but the get is not dated, yesh bozman v'ein bo ela ed echad. Or if there is a zman on the debt, but there, on the get rather, but there's only one ed sign, harei elu shlosha gitin psulim v'mnesei salat kasher. These types of gitin are pasul l'chatchila, but if you get married with these types of gittin, then the Vlad is going to be kosher. The Vlad is not going to be considered a mamzer. Rabbi Lazar says, Afal pi she'in olav edim, even though there are no edim on the get, ela she'nosnu la bifnei edim, that but if it was given in front of edim, then kosher, then it's going to be kosher l'chatchila. It's not even going to be one of these gittin that's pasul l'chatchila, but it's going to be kosher b'dieved. This is the shita of Rabbi Elazar, who we've seen over the past couple of days, who holds Edei Mesira Karti, that the important witnesses to a get are not the Edei Chsima, are not the Edim who sign on the get, but rather it's the Edei Mesira, it's the Edim who bear witness to the giving over of the get, to the giving of the get. And that's why Rabbi Elazar says, Afal pi shein olav Edim, even if there are no Edim on the get itself, Ela shenosim lo b'nei Edim, kosher. Now, here's the key, the Gova menechasim mishubadim. And you could collect from Nechasim Mishubadim. What Nechasim Mishubadim are we talking about? So the Rashbam clues us in. I thought we're talking about a get. So says the Gemara, Vigova, says the Rashbam rather, about halfway down, Vigova Menechasim Mishubadim, Klomar Ve'im Shtar Milvehu, and if the shtar that we're talking about is not a get, but rather is a shtar milveh, Oso Ashtar Akosa B'Ksav Yodo Ve'im Bo Edim, that shtar, which is written in his handwriting, in other words, it's a written IOU, and there were no Edom on the shtar, Ela Shemasru Bifnei Edom, but it was given over in front of Edom, Gova Menechasim Mishubadim, you can collect from Nechasim Mishubadim, V'achi Mefaresh Hasam, and this is the way we explain it, Rabbi Yochanan Aliba de Rav Lazar, Reper Kamevi Tanyana, She Afilu Bishar Shtoros, Gova Menechasim Mishubadim, Be'edei Mesira Bilvad, that even by other Shtoros, not only Gittin, if the Edei Mesira work in order to elevate this shtar into like a real milveh b'shtar, into a real bona fide shtar, and therefore you could collect from Nechasim Mishabadim. Alma hotzi elav ksav yado shuchayev lo, umasru b'fnei edim, gova mimishavdi, v'kolshkein huchzak b'beisin, and certainly if you're muchzak b'beisin, so in other words, the havamina of the Gemara is, as explained by the Rashbam, that if you could collect from Nechasim Mishabadim with this IOU so long as it's given in front of Edim, then certainly if there's a henpik from Basin on the IOU that certifies the handwriting that's on the IOU, certainly you should be able to collect from Nechasim Mishabadim. This says the Gemara, Sashani Hasam, over there is different, the Mishas Ksivu de Shabid Nafshei, because he was Meshubad himself from the time of Ksiva. So what does it mean from the time of Ksiva? So says the Gemara, so says the Rashbam rather, Kishe Nichtav Ashtar, when the Shtar was written, Nichtav Kedei Lamosro B'fnei Edim, it was written with the intent of giving it over in front of Edim, Shiu Edim Mesira B'makam Edei Chasima, because he had intended that he was going to utilize these Edim Mesira in place of Edei Chasima, Hilka Chivan the Rebbe Lazar, Edim Mesira Karse, therefore, because according to Rebbe Lazar, Edim Mesira Karse, it's as if it's written in the, it's as if they're signed in the shtar itself, dummy, Aval anu mi baylam botzi ksav yada be'alma sheshmo shalov v'chasim bo sheze moser lo b'mokam ada shliyuchal lachzer v'lichpo lo v'lama parati kol zman shechsimas chesimas o b'yad malve shalom nasa shtar b'lashen shtar shal edim chzumim bo. But over here, we're not talking about a shtar where you intended to use Eidei Mesira in lieu of Eidei Chasima. We're talking about a very informal IOU. Why would a person write over an informal IOU? Just because it gives the Malveh comfort that the Loveh is not going to be able to deny the existence of the obligation. But fundamentally, the purpose, it's supposed to serve a different purpose. But when you extended the loan, it was a Milval Peh. Now, therefore, when Basin is Mekayim the IOU, they can't convert this into a Shtar Sheyeshba Achrayas Nechasim. Sharei lo ladas kein nichtav mitchila, kein rabeinai shmua zu v'chein ikar. Okay, so in other words, the distinction is that according to Rabbi Elazar has the shita that Eidei Mesira Karse. So if you write a shtar that doesn't have Eidei Chsima, but you give it over in front of Eidei Mesira, then it's obvious that you intend these Eidei Mesira to serve the same function as Eidei Chsima, and you intend that the Shiba to take place from the time of the drafting of the shtar, and the Eidei Mesira give it a call also, and therefore, with this funky shtar, without Eidim, you could collect even from Nechasim Mishabadim. Masha Ein came by an IOU, which is fundamentally a different type of shtar, fundamentally serves a different purpose. You never intended that the IOU actually create the obligation. You're intending that the IOU serve as a raya to the obligation slash a vehicle that would prohibit or would render the lova unable from later denying the existence of the chov. That type of writing without edim doesn't suffice to create an actual shibud, because that's not the purpose of the shtar to begin with. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's finish up. So we're about halfway down. So Arav Yotzei Lachar Chisim Shtaros. So an Arav whose statement of guarantee appears after the signature of the Edim. So Arav Kodem Chisim Shtaros Govim Nechasim Mishabadim. If the statement of guarantee is written before the Edim signature, then he could be Govim from Nechasim Mishabadim. The Achar Chisim Shtaros Govim Nechasim Nechorin. If it's after Chisim Shtaros, then you could be Govim only from Nechasim Nechorin. Zimnin Amar Rav, other times Rav said, Afilu kodem chisim shtaros ina gova elam nechasim nechorin. Even if the statement of guarantee is written before the Edim signature, you can only collect from nechasim nechorin. It's a kasha de Rav ad Rav, so it's a kasha of one, maimer of Rav against the other maimer of Rav. So lo kasha hadichsiv bei, because in one of these shtaros it says ploni arev without a vav. V'hadiksiv bei uploni arev, and in the other star it's written uploni arev. So in other words, if it says after the signatures that uploni arev, then it sounds like the Edim are signing, and then it sounds like the Edim are signing on everything, as the Rashbam says, by ploni arev hifzik inyan v'dilma lasi the Edim el ashtara dila el l'chud. Maybe the Edim are only signing on the toref of the shtar, but they're not signing on the part of the shtar that says ploni arev. But if it says uploni arev, the Rashbam says vav mosif al inyan rishon v'yal ashtar v'yal arevus chsim esadi, and therefore we know that the Edim are signing on the shtar and on the statement of arev. The Ad Ramah explains that the Edim who are chosim on a shtar, they're chosim only on what's written immediately above their signature, and therefore it would turn out that if he says ploni arev, they'd be made only on the guarantee, but not on the actual shtar. So why, if you say ploni arev as distinct from uploni arev, then does it not work? Because if they're only made on the guarantee and they're not made on the actual underlying obligation, a guarantee on an underlying obligation that doesn't exist is obviously not a good guarantee, and therefore the only way to connect the edus on the entire shtar is to say uploni arev. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, Rav Yochanan Amar Echadze Vechadze Inagov Elam Nechasim Nechorin. In any case, you could collect only from Nechasim Nechorin. The Alpha Gav the Kosebe Uploni Arev. You could write Uploni Arev, whatever language you want. You can only collect from Nechasim Nechorin of this Arev. Why? So Masav Rava, it says Rava, Edim Achzumin Al Shela Sholem Beget. Let's bring a comparison from the following case. Edim who sign on Sheila Shalom in a get. So what is this? This is a weird guy who's divorcing his wife, and in the middle of the get, he writes, oh, and by the way, send the regards, or ask how she's doing. And the guy's a crazy guy. Good. So he writes a Sheila Shalom in a get. So Eidim Achzumin al Sheila Shalom a get. Puzzle. It's a get puzzle. Why is it a get puzzle? There's a get, and there are Eidim on the get. Because we're afraid, maybe when the Eidim signed their signature, they were only signing on the Sheila Shalom portion, but not on the actual get portion. So if he writes the text of the get, and then he writes as a separate clause, oh, and send regards, then that's going to be possible, because then we're afraid that the Eidim only are going on the Sheila Shalom. Visha'ilu kosher. However, if he writes the text of the get, and then he writes and send her regards, then the vav is mosif, and therefore we see that the Eidim are attesting to the whatever is written in the shtar, both the actual get and the Sheila Shalom. Hachanami diksiv be ploni arev, and therefore we hear also the reason that you can only collect from the chasim b'nei chorin is because it says ploni arev, not uploni arev. Says the Gemara, iachi hainu derav. Well, that's the same statement that Rav told me, the distinction between ploni arev and uploni arev. So ema v'chein amar Rav Yochanan, you're right, it's the same shita, therefore let's be gores, v'chein amar Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan is coming to bring a raya to the shita of Rav. They say the same thing. Says the Gemara v'aiter, maiso bo lefnei Rabbi Shmuel. So Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabba Bar Barchana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Afal pi shekiles Rabbi Shmuel es benanas, even though Rabbi Shmuel praised benanas, halacha kemoso, the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel, that you can only collect from nechasim b'nei chorim, but not from nechasim mishabadim. So says the Gemara, Tashma, the Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chalakaya Rabbi Shmuel, af bechanuk, that Rabbi Shmuel would argue, even in the case that we had in the Mishnah, where somebody is choking somebody else, and an Arev goes up and says, let him go, and I'll take care of the loan, the Mishnah said, Pater shelo al menasovo, that because the loan was never extended on the assumption that the Arev was going to, that the Arev was going to pay back. So the question is, Tashma Amar Rav Yochanan Chalakai Rav Shmuel Af Bechanuk, but Alacha Kamoso, Ain Alacha Kamoso. Is Alacha like Rav Shmuel there or not? So Tashma, so let's learn a Raya. The Chiyasa Rabban Amar Rav Yochanan Chalakai Rav Shmuel Af Bechanuk, that Rav Shmuel argued even in the case of the guy who was choking the other guy brought down in the Mishnah, the Alacha Kamoso Af Bechanuk, and the Alacha is like Rav Shmuel, even in Chanuk, but even in the case of Chanuk, that it's not a bona fide Arev there. What if the guy was being choked and then the guy said, oh, let him go, I'm going to be an Arev, but they also made a kinyan on the Arevus, on the guarantee. They made a kinyan suder on the guarantee. Mishtabed. Then you're going to be Mishtabed. But Mechlal d'Arev b'alma lo boi kinyan. But the Gemara deduces from here, I see, that by a regular Arev, you don't require a kinyan. It's only the Arev in these very strange circumstances where you're giving over the Arev the arvus in order to prevent the guy from being choked. A regular orev doesn't require your kinyan. Upliga de Rav Nachman, and this argues on Rav Nachman, the Amar Rav Nachman, orev de basin udaloboy kinyan. An orev of basin is not a kinyan. What's an orev of basin? An orev of basin is either an orev whose guarantee is accepted by Beis Din, or if Beis Din wants to collect from somebody, you basically say to Beis Din, oh, Beis Din, don't worry about it, I'm going to guarantee that this guy's going to pay. But in any event, it's an Orev whose guarantee is accepted in Beis Din. He doesn't require a Kinyan, says the Rashbam. Why? Because the Bahi Ano, the Kamehamni lay Beis Din, because with the Ano that Beis Din believes him, Gomra Meshabed Nafshei, he has such a Gemira's Das, to be Meshabed himself, he doesn't need a Kinyan. Haba Alma, boy Kinyan. But ordinarily speaking, an Orev that's not in base, then he does require a kinyan. V'ilchasa arev b'shas matan mos lo boy kinyan. And the halacha is that an arev at the time of matan mos, at the time of the alva, does not require a kinyan. Echad achar matan mos, however, after matan mos, boy kinyan. If it's after matan mos, he does require a kinyan. And the Rashbam says, v'mkasa b'toch hashtar la'achar chisum shtoros gova min chashem mishabadim. If it's given at the time of matan mos, and then arev de beistin, lo boy kinyan. However, an arev of beistin does not require a kinyan. So even though ordinarily an Arev does not require a kinyan only when it's Peshas Matamos, an Arev of Basin never requires a kinyan because with the Ana that he has, that Basin believes him, he's going to have a Gemiras Das, he's going to be Meshavet himself even without a kinyan. Hadron Alachek Pasha Vesliko Maseches Baba Basra. This is the end of Maseches Baba Basra. Tomorrow, God willing, we will begin Maseches Sanhedrin. Mazel Tov to everybody who finished the Masechta today.